book of Judges, chapter 8, actually, the book of Judges, chapter 16, verse 18 through 29. Judges 16, 18 through 29. And I'm going to begin to entitle this message, I deliver a word of warning and rebuke from the Lord to those who are living a double life. I hear the Lord say to entitle this message, stop sleeping with the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. Father, hide me behind the cross. It be none of me, but all of you. Speak to this with the clay. Let my leave here singing. I got just what I wanted and more from the Lord. In Jesus' name, Yeshua's name, amen. Judges 16, 18 through 29. 16, 18 through 29. Why did I say it more than three times? Because more than three people didn't understand it. But that's all right. Praise God. If you got your Bibles, that's a good thing because you're in the house of the Lord. Please stand for the reading of the Word of God. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, he sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he hath showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hands, and she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the seven locks of his head, and she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him, and she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he woke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as all the other times before and shake myself. And he wits not, he knew not that the Lord was departed from him. You may be seated in the house of God. But I'm going to entitle this message, Stop Sleeping with the Enemy. There are so many people who know how to be intimate with their own lifestyle. They know how to be intimate with their significant other that ain't even really married to them yet. They know how to be the way they want to be, but they don't know what it's doing to their soul. There's people sleeping with other people, and they're not even born again, and what it's doing is creating an ungodly soul tie. It's creating a unity between the two of them, even though they're not married. The two have become one, so they are now one in spirit, if they want to be or not. Unless those soul ties be broken, then literally they'll live in weakness the rest of their life. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
It's time we stop sleeping with the enemy. But you know, I was originally going to give this another title, entitled Samson, your hair is growing back. But I want you to know, if you have fallen down, God is the way out.
Yes.
Truly repent. Quit playing church and get on your knees and seek God. Don't touch the anointed of God. Do the prophet no harm. Amen? If we touch the prophet of God, if we do the anointed of God harm, then what we're doing is we're really walking right into a trap and a curse for ourselves. Especially putting our mouth on other ministers. Especially doing what we know God would not be doing. Lord have mercy. A lot of people go to church and sit around and backbite one another, but they forget, what would Jesus do? Everybody wears the bracelets and they've made it a fancy thing now. It's a fashion statement more than a truth. What would Jesus do? I'm going to say, don't ask what would Jesus do. Do what Jesus did. Amen? It's time for asking what would Jesus do. Lord have mercy. We know what Jesus would do. How Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Yes. And I tell you what, today is a bittersweet day. My heart exceedingly rejoices that my uncle's met his Lord and Savior, but at the same time, I'm going to miss him. But what I'm saying is today, if you're not right with God, and you are sleeping with somebody that ain't your husband or your wife, let me say this. If you die asleep in your sins, you're going to wake up on the wrong side of paradise.
Amen.
It's time we quit sleeping with the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. They even made a movie about that years ago. Quit sleeping with the enemy. It's time we quit playing church in the body of Christ and be the church that Christ died for. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. He didn't come to give us a religion. He came to give us a relationship. That's the difference between us and the world. He came to give us a relationship and not a religion. If it was about religion, nobody would ever be saved. Because religion says, I can't never do better. I can't do better. I got to keep doing this work and that work, trying to do something more than what I've already done.
Amen.
Trying to pay up for the sins of the past. Quit trying to pay up for the sins of the past. Brothers and sisters, this is all paid up through the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
If we'll just ever learn to quit sleeping with the enemy. Lord, have mercy. Quit saying, I love God 1 minute, then cursing your brother out the next.
Amen.
Quit saying, I'm going to go to church when I decide to, when I do this, when I do that. We do not come to God on our time limit.
Amen.
We can only come when the Spirit is drawing us.
Amen.
If we don't come when the Spirit is drawing us, then we'll never be saved. We don't come when the Spirit of God is drawing. It's a delicate and sweet sensation when God is drawing, but you never know when you're telling God no for the last time. Because even Samson did not know when the Holy Spirit had departed. We can have church today and God not even show up. Because there's people who have got comfortable in the sin they're in. They've got comfortable with complacency. Oh, I'm preaching good now. They got comfortable in complacency.
Yes.
And they don't even know God ain't in the room.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. They don't even know God ain't in the room. And I'm not trying to bash anybody over the head. I'm trying to help you understand that you can't say I love God 1 minute and live like the devil the next. The devil should be more afraid of us. We should never be afraid of the devil. Thank you, Jesus. But you can't cast out a devil if you ain't got the deliverer in you. Thank you, Jesus. Remember what the demons said to the man, to the other people that came to try to cast them out. The sons of the priests, they said, now, Jesus I know, and Paul I know. I mean, I knew the devil was really complexed about this one. Because all these demons had ever knew was in the name of Jesus, come out, the name of Yeshua. Come out, I charge you to come out. But these demons met a man who didn't even know Jesus. He said, now, Paul I know, or Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who do you think you are?
That's right.
If you ever hear a demon say that, you better run for your life, because that means you ain't got what you claim it out in the pulpit.
Amen.
Glory, thank you, Jesus. When the rubber meets the road, huh?
I said they jumped him like killed
him. That's right. The Bible said they stripped the man naked and clawed him, and he went down the streets hollering for help.
Yeah.
Because he had the form of godliness. He looked good in the suit on Sunday morning. Look good on Sunday morning in that suit. The power ain't in the suit that the preacher's wearing.
That's right.
The power's in the word that he's given.
Yeah,
I tell you what, somebody says, oh, lay hands on me, brother. Lay hands on me that I might be healed. Let me tell you something. Sunday. It ain't me that heals you, it's God. Thank you, Jesus. But let me say this. If Jesus said the word more than he laid hands on people, if you go back and read the miracles of Jesus, he sent the word more than he ever laid hands on anybody. Why? Because if the word, the living word, is living in you, you'll have enough power in the Holy Ghost to cast the devil out without me even laying hands on you. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, now, this is what he says concerning those in ministry. If you want to go into ministry, make sure you're anointed and appointed. Because see, Saul was anointed and appointed. But when he lost the Holy Ghost, what happened was Saul just became appointed. He was an elected official. God elected him
by the people.
God elected him because
the people wanted
him. Right? But he did not even need to be in the position he was in.
That's right.
And he was anointed for 3 years. But did you know this, Sister Debbie? He was anointed for 3 years but lost the Holy Ghost. And he reigned as king for 20-something years without the Holy Ghost. Do you know why? He was in the tent with his armor without going out to battle. Because he already knew he didn't have the Holy Ghost, that armor wasn't even going to protect him. And if you look at the same armor that Saul had, it was the same armor exactly that Goliath had. When you're facing the devil with his armor and not God's armor, you're going to lose it. You're going to lose every battle. Somebody needs to hear that. We're sleeping with the enemy. Quit living any way you think you want to go to heaven. You can't do it.
That's right.
We must be holy. We must be set aside, sanctified.
Yes.
If we're ever going to expect to get anywhere in God, we need to be set aside and sanctified.
Yes.
Get out of our religiosity and our dogmatic doctrines that bring no significant value to the gospel. Don't just preach the gospel, be the gospel. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Demonstrate the gospel everywhere you go. Let God's power flow in your life to the point that people say there's something different about this man. There's something different about this woman. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Quit sleeping with the enemy because she made him sleep upon her knees.
Yes.
How many today in the church stand in position of high authority? They are strong in God, but yet their head is in the lap of their enemy. Lord have mercy. They're standing strong, but they're going wrong. They're standing strong still, but their head is in the enemy's lap. The enemy's pulling them down a little bit closer to the destruction of their soul. He's saying, don't go to sleep. Just go to sleep. It's all right. You don't hear that trumpet in the distance saying, wake up! I'm on my way back!
Oh,
it won't be long. I know very soon in the next couple of days we're going to be laying my uncle in the ground. But it won't be long before that trumpet will sound.
Amen.
And we're going to be resurrected together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. But if you're not ready to meet the Lord, it's a dangerous thing, a scary thing, to fall asleep in the hands of the angry God.
Amen.
He's not mad at you. He's mad about you. He loves you. He is passionately in love with you. But the thing he's mad about is the sin you're in. He wants to deliver you from the sin you're in. He wants to set you free from yourself. Because yourself is going to be your great destruction if you do not learn to repent and truly believe and truly preach what God is saying to be preached in the house of God. Don't run your mouth about somebody. If you don't like them, trust God to them.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I wasn't expecting to get a lot of amens this morning, but I'm so happy I am. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. But the Bible said that they actually pricked out the eyes of the prophet of God, the judge. This judge named Samson, they plucked out his eyes and they cut his hair off. But notice that devil that got him to do that dirty deed ain't the one that cut his hair.
That's right.
She just got the words from his lips. From your lips, she drew a hallelujah. Come on, somebody. She drew a hallelujah from his lips. She drew the secret of the holy place from his lips.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And you know, it's very possible that he could have been well drunken when she got him lulled to sleep. And that's what's happening in the church today. There's a nullification going on. They're being nulled and rocked and slowly put to sleep.
Amen. And they don't even know it.
Grace is a good thing. Don't get me wrong. I'm not beating down grace. Because without the grace of God, we couldn't be saved.
That's right.
But let me say this. There's a true grace and a false grace.
Yes.
False grace says it live any way you want. True grace says it's already taken care of and I can make you free.
Amen.
Because what kind of gospel says you can continue sinning? That's no gospel at all. That's no good news.
That's right.
You're just going to keep getting banned. You're going to keep falling. So just keep repenting the same thing over and over and over. When I love what Brother Herman said a while back. Man, he opened his eyes over that. Didn't mean to put you to sleep, brother. He said in the Word of God, you know, when Jesus said, go and sin no more. He was saying, don't go and do that sin anymore. Go and sin no more.
Amen.
He empowered her through his word to go and sin no more.
Amen.
Can somebody say thank you, Jesus?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't care what your hang up is. Come to Jesus with your hang up and let Jesus clean you up. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Like I said earlier, you know, he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. He was so much into retaliation that he did not know he lost his salvation. Now check that out.
Amen.
He let his own judgment cloud the judgment of God. God's judgment wasn't clouded, but his judgment about God's judgment was clouded. Thank you, Miss Weha. His judgment about God's judgment was clouded. So she put him to sleep and drew the secret from his lips of the secret place. What is the secret of your secret?
Come on now.
Let me tell you something. As prophets, we need to learn when to keep our mouth shut sometimes.
Amen.
Especially if you've been sleeping with the enemy, because the first thing the enemy is going to do is try to find out your secrets.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Because the Bible says that God doeth nothing without first revealing it to his servants, the prophets.
Amen.
He does nothing without revealing his secrets to his servants, the prophets. So the first thing the enemy is going to want to find out is, what's your secret? He's going to try to get out there and find your secret, to find where you hiding in God, because those that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Amen.
I will say to the Lord, he is my rock. He's my shield and buckler. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But the Philistines took him, put out his eyes, and brought him down to Gaza. We actually heard about Gaza on the news. And bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. Where did he grind? He ground stones in the prison house. His physical strength had all but gone. Can you imagine the torment of the whip of the taskmaster. As the strength of this mighty man was now gone. His flesh was torn up. Oh, Shaboko Salabasa. God had to tear his flesh up to get him into a position to bring the flesh down fully.
Amen.
He allowed him to go into that place to get rid of his flesh because his flesh was ripped from his body. I know it was ripped from his body. They were brutal men. But hold on, wait a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Howbeit that the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. They took away the shadow of his substance. They took away the substance of his head, but they could not take away the power of God within him. He had lost the power for a little while. But see, it said the Spirit had departed from him. Just like the Bible said, in the time that Jesus was born, listen to me now, in the time Jesus was born, and he grew up a little while, the Bible says that they took him out to Jerusalem, and then on the way back, they realized that he wasn't with them. Few days later, they realized Jesus wasn't there. We're having church and God ain't even in it. Why? Because we've gotten so comfortable in complacency. We've gotten so used to a religious spirit that we can't even recognize the Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Because there's a difference between having the Holy Spirit and a haughty spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. You know, actually the Bible says with Samson and Delilah that the other people that was there to arrest him was in her chambers. When you're sleeping with the enemy, you don't know who else is in the supernatural watching you. Let me tell you something. There was more than one demon that a lot of people are sleeping with. There's a lot more than one demon that people are being more intimate with than they are being with God. Instead of God's bridal chambers, they're laying with demons and playing with demons.
All right, preach.
I'm going to say it like this. I'm going to be real and raw, okay? There's spiritual foreplay going on in the house of God.
Yes.
Amen. There is spiritual foreplay going on in the house of God. They're touching and kissing and hugging other things that God never intended. They're finding themselves attracted to other lovers, and they call it religion. But God calls it adultery. It's time the church come out of adultery. Thank you, Jesus. He said, come out from among them, my people. Come out from among her, my people. That spirit called Jezebel. That woman that calls herself a prophetess. Lord, have mercy. Help me, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. But it said now that they called, wasn't that they had drunk. They called for people to come, and they made merry. But check this out. They called for Samson to be brought to them. And they did the same mistake that Nebuchadnezzar made. Nebuchadnezzar said that they praised the gods of wine and of gold and of silver and of brass, because they said that their gods were greater than our God. And they said the same thing with Samson, that their gods had delivered him. And it came to pass when their hearts were merry, and they said, call for Samson, that he may make us sport. And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport. They made fun of him. And they said, they set him between the pillars. Do you know the enemy's greatest mistake was keeping his head unshaven? He shaved it one time and thought, that's it. The enemy's underestimated your potential of growth.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. He's underestimated your potential of growth. He's cut you down. He's cut your surface. That's the word I was looking for earlier. He's cut the surface off, but not the source off.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Samson, your hair. Stop sleeping with the enemy. Samson, your hair is growing back.
Amen.
That's what God sent me to say right there. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Samson called unto the Lord. Boy, now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords and all the Philistines were there. And there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women, and that beheld while Samson made sport. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God. His hair grew back. The Lord wasn't with him. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
The Lord wasn't with him. The Lord departed. Once God departs, he ain't coming back.
Amen.
But he said, he had his hair growing back. People said, well, his hair grew back, so his strength returned. No. He prayed for strength. I'm just going to say it like it is. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, oh, Lord God, remember me. I pray thee and strengthen me. I pray thee only this once, O God, that I may be once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. He said, do you know, it wasn't just his physical sight. Ooh, shakarabasarabasha. He was saying, avenge me for my spiritual sight being taken. He said, I let other things show themselves to me that ain't like you. I've looked through a different pair of eyes thinking I was looking through the eyes of God. So avenge my eyes is what he prayed.
Yes.
He didn't ask for forgiveness. He knew he had done gone past the point of no return because he disobeyed the Holy Ghost. Delayed obedience is disobedience. Now this is before Christ came. I understand. But what I'm saying for you, God gave him grace to defeat the enemy in that place.
Yes, he did.
Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood and on which it was borne up, of the one with his right hand and of the other with his left. And Samson laid. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might. And the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were there. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. Then his brethren and all of the house of the fathers came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zoran and Eshroth. Eshtol. Actually, the first place means the place of bees, the place of hornets. There's a lot of people who are living today in a place of hornets. to being stoned to death. With the backbiting and the gossiping and the lying in the church.
Yes, amen.
Second place was called the place of the past. It was a past. A lot of people are buried in their past because they don't know how to pass from their past. They take their past into their present ministry and it destroys it. He was a judge in Israel for 20 years. So what am I saying today? Let offense go. Let gossip go. Let the enemy go. And let God have the enemy.
Yes.
Don't try to have your way with the devil. Quit sleeping with the enemy.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. God gave a grace in a place of disgrace. So no matter what you've done, there's still a move for God. God still wants to move in your life. I wish I had somebody to play the piano for, but there ain't even no piano here. But if you're lost or backslid, or you've got something between you and God, that you know today if you die, you'd step into eternity. But you don't know where you'd step. You're worried about where your foot's gonna go. If that's you, if you're watching by Facebook, or if you're in this room today, you say, Pastor, Brother HR, pray for me. I don't know where I'd be today. If it's not, if I died today, I don't know if I'd make heaven my home. If you would like to make heaven your home, if you would like to know that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, don't let the enemy talk you out of coming down today. Because you don't know if you're hearing God for the last time. I say this with all sincerity. God loves you enough to give you this message. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, will there be any enemy that's hindering any spirit, anybody here today that you're drawing? I feel the Holy Ghost drawing somebody. If you're feeling drawn by God, you can't come when you want to. You can only come when the Spirit draws. Come now. Don't be embarrassed. Because eternity lies in the balance for you today. I don't care how many times you failed. There is grace at this altar. God is offering grace one last time. Extended his spirit. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. Look on the portals, he's waiting and watching, calling lost sinners. Come home. It's time to come home for somebody. Thank you, Jesus. If you're watching by Facebook, pray this prayer with me. Dear Jesus, I repent of my sins. I repent for religiosity. Lord, I put my life in your hands. I believe you died on the cross, that God the Father raised you from the dead. And I am saved in Jesus' name. I lay down all religious idols, all false worship, and I choose to follow you this day, Lord Jesus. If that's you, write to me. Let me know what God has done for you. Write to me on Facebook or Messenger, whichever way you want to write. But this is your day today. This is the day you become a son or daughter of God. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. If you're sick in your body and you need healing, come on down here. If you're bound up by any darkness of devils, if you're bound up in your mind and you need peace, come down here.
Yes, yes.
We're going to pray for your peace today in Yeshua's name.
Yes,
glory. Glory, hallelujah, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Come on, brother. Yes. We're going to pray. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory to the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody need prayer? Come on down. Let's get the oil out.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Yeshua. This is the day that the Lord has made for you.
Yes.
You can have peace today. I can tell you that God wants to give you peace today.
Yes.
Will you pray this prayer with me?
Yes.
Dear Jesus,
yes.
I repent of my sin. I come to you. Please wash me and cleanse me. And accept me now as I accept you. Fill me with your spirit that I might make heaven my home. In Jesus' name, I start a new life today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I command every devil that's been tormenting your life, every addiction, every bondage, every spirit of torment, every spirit of fear, for fear hath torment. I feel it going. I feel it coming out.
It's
gone. Let go. It's leaving.
Yes.
Go,
yes.
I charge you. Loose her and let her go free.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, bless her mind, God.
Yes.
She belongs to you now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I command every devil to turn her mind loose now. Come up and out of her.
Yes.
Loose her. Loose. 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 Come up out of her. Come up. Come out.
Yes.
Come up and out. Manifest. Come up and out. There it goes. That's it. Come on. Come on out. You've already been defeated, devil. You've been exposed. That tormenting spirit goes. Every spirit of unforgiveness goes. Every bondage goes. In Jesus' Yeshua's name. Bless her, God, and give her peace. Wrap her up in your arms of love, God. In Jesus' name. Yeshua, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you for my new sister, God. Thank you for Sister Kathy's obedience to bring her here, Lord. Bless Sister Kathy with a double blessing. The glory of God.
Fire. Hallelujah.
You're a new sister. You're a new sister. You have a family.
Yes.
The family of Almighty God. You have been welcomed into the family of God. Your eyes are different.
Yes,
you're delivered. He who the sun sets free is free indeed. You're no longer sleeping with the enemy. God's giving you a new lease on life. Your Father in heaven owns the cattle of 1,000 people. Honey, he don't eat hamburger meat. It's all for you. His blessings is for you. You are the daughter of the Most High God. Somebody hug her like the women of God. Get around and embrace our sister in Christ. In Yeshua's name, hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Anybody else need prayer?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're
going to get you baptized now.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We never need
the whole life, Jesus. Father, bless him, Holy God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I just release the blessings of God upon this man.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Convict his son by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Let him know who you are.
In Yeshua's name.
In
Yeshua's
name.
Yes.
I'll bless him, God. Get a hold of him, God. Take his vision. In Yeshua's name.
Glory.
His spirit. Let him come
on. Release it.
Fire.
Let him go.
Loose him and let him go.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He also wants
to thank you, Lord.
Give it to him.
Yeah,
thank you, Lord.
Fire. Fire. Restore the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
There it is. Restore the anointing of the Holy Ghost, God. This was your day too, brother. This is it. This is it. This is what you prayed for. Don't be restored. Some say your hairs are growing back.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Yes.
Some say your strength
yes.
is returning. But you will die in the land of your enemies.
Thank you, Jesus.
But you'll be buried with the prophets of your fathers.
Yes.
Lord.
Yes.
Fire! Fire of the Holy Ghost!
Yes. Yes, Lord.
This is it. This is the day. Your anointing is restored, says the Lord. In full strength have I restored you. Do not doubt me. Do not doubt me. Do not doubt me, for I have sent you out again, says the Lord. And again you will preach my word, again you shall do, even as I have commanded you to do, for what you have given and what you have sacrificed. Thus says the Lord, I shall repay all that you have given to me. Says the Lord, but I have not forgotten my promise or my word to you, saith the Lord.
Yes.
And just like Samson, you will see your enemies die, and they will not be able to touch you. Says the Lord, look, Moses. Look, Moses, says the Lord. For not does your enemies not lay upon the beach that was destroyed? Is Pharaoh not there upon the land again? Because I have wiped out your enemies. Thus said the Lord, for the enemy that you've seen before you today, you'll see no more forever. For I am releasing you from that spirit of Egypt. You shall lead others out, Moses, says the Lord. For the bones of the dreamer are upon your shoulders.
Yes.
Yes.
Lord.
Lord. Yes. Lord.
Lord.
Yes.
Lord. Lord.
Lord.
Yes. Lord. Lord.
Lord. Lord.
Lord. Lord.
Lord. Lord. Lord. Lord. Lord. Lord.
Lord. Lord. Lord.
Lord. Lord. Lord. Lord. Lord. Lord. Lord. Lord. Lord.
Fire!
And the Holy Ghost. Somebody give God praise. Come on, somebody give Him praise. Turn around, blessing is healed.
Father, in Jesus' name, I rebuke every pain. In Jesus' name, thank you, God, for healing her leg. In the name of Yeshua, thank you for taking all this pain out, God. Lord, I thank you for dissolving the metal and putting new bone right now in Yeshua's name, God.
Yes.
That goes. That goes. Thank you, Jesus. She's going to be able to do that.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. That mouth,
thank you, Lord.
Peace for the mind.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Peace.
Yes.
He gives his beloved rest, and he gives perfect peace to those whose mind is set upon her.
Yes.
Him.
Yes.
Jesus' name.
Ladies,
have peace. Lord, let her have peace.
It has been released.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why the enemy's been fighting you, because you're worth so much to God because of your obedience. She found Jesus today.
Yes.
So you are honored by God.
Yes.
Yes.
To God be the glory to the souls of God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Anybody else need prayer? Thank you, Jesus. This, I knew it. I love it. I love your prayers. I love praise God. Bless you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, every spirit of fear that's trying to attack her mind.
Yes, God.
Yes, it already, Holy Ghost, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Lord, I just declare her free in the name of Yeshua. Bless her, God.
Yes.
Fire! Oh, shut my mouth.
Oh, shit.
Took her earrings off. No house. That was a glory shot.
Yes, God.
Lord, let the joy return to her, God.
Yes, God.
The joy of her salvation.
Yes, God.
Restore that spirit within her, the right spirit.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Give her your joy and your peace, for the joy of the Lord.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Is our strength.
Yes.
Yes.
Glory. 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 Shadow of the Lord Jesus.
For I have crowned you with strength, says the Lord. Even now I crown you with strength. Lord says, I've given you new wisdom.
Yes.
Wisdom not even the church has ever heard of, says the Lord. And you will be great in the kingdom. For the Lord is calling your prophetic gift even to a higher level, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Do it, God.
Yes.
Make it so.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Yes,
God. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Lord,
glory to God.
Amen. Praise. You do. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. In this big show, it's a room in this way. That's why this side of the foot is still swollen. And my knee here. 4 o'clock this morning. I got hit just a little bit of doorwork yesterday. At 4 o'clock this morning, I'm not sure where it was. Somebody just interested me. And I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I had to hold on to the furniture to walk. Because
I'm 72 years old. I trust the Lord now. I trust the Lord.
I will say, if I don't make it through the surgery, I'll see you in heaven.
Thank God he's
going to
cancel the surgery.
But I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it.
I'm going to make it. Jesus' name, I can all that sweat. Go in Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Lord, I thank you that you're the God of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Inflammation. Go!
Yes, Jesus.
Bless her, Holy Ghost. Give her peace. Give her peace in Yeshua's name. You're too young to die. You got too much more work to do. You can't die. You got more work to do.
Jesus.
I was calling you. He ain't calling you home. You got too much more work to do. There's still a whole generation who don't have a mother. Peace. Everything's going to be all right. Check your ankle. Thank you. She can move her ankle. She can move her ankle.
Come on, somebody give God praise. Come on. Hallelujah.
She had surgery Thursday, but she can move her ankle.
And I can walk on it.
You can walk on it.
Yeah, come on out. The healing power of God. She jumping on her feet.
There, she couldn't do that. She couldn't jump up and down. There was an iron there. God just gave you a bone right now. That's a bone. Look, somebody feel her ankle. That's a bone. That's not. Yes, take it off. Yes, take it off. That's a bone.
Yes, Lord.
There's no metal. God just gave her a bone. There is no metal. Yeshua, thank you, Lord. Even the redness is going away as we're talking about it. God just put a bone in her ankle. God just took away. There ain't no metal. That ain't metal. That's bone. That's bone. God just gave her a new ankle.
Yes.
Metal just got dissolved by the power of Jesus Christ. That is a bone. Lord,
thank you,
Lord.
That's a bone. Thank you, Yeshua.
Thank you, Lord.
That's a creative miracle right there. Thank you, Yeshua.
I can move my toes.
You can move her toes. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen. Would somebody give God some praise? Hallelujah. Get excited for her. Lord of God.
She can move it, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank
you. Amen.
Yes. That's the devil's
wrath.
I will. God's doing a new thing in you, brother. He's restoring, he's reviving. You're getting ready to minister like you never ministered before. You better have enjoyed your rest you had. Because God's been resting you up for this next move of revival, says the Lord. Hallelujah. You can move it. That ain't metal no more, hon. That's a bone.
It's not. It's a
thank you, Lord. You can move it.
Right.
It's been hurt since December. I can move my toes.
Right. No pain. It's a bone now. Jesus took the metal out and it put a bone. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
I have a
nerve. Sister, you've been made clean by Jesus. You're new.
Amen.
Huh?
The nerve is right in here.
Yeah.
Is what's making my foot
sweat. Well, Father, thank you for healing that nerve totally in Yeshua's name. Lord, you just gave her a new bone and give her a new nerve.
Yes,
Father. In Jesus' name, Yeshua. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Yeshua. Look at that. The swelling's going down. It's going away. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua. Jehovah Rapha. Raphael, you are healing God. Jehovah Raphael, you are healing. Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rapha, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jehovah Rapha. There it goes. There's all the
color.
It's coming by.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Yeshua. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Shaka. Everybody see, that is a bone now.
God
is
not a rod, it's her bone.
It's not a rod, it's her bone. That's right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's right. You know, if that was a rod, you couldn't even move your ankle.
I couldn't move when I come in here.
You couldn't move when you came in. You couldn't move when you came in. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
It's going down. Lord, thank you for that creative miracle. We just over this sister right here, but now we can do it with that sister.
Yes,
thank you for taking it away. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. She don't have to cancel the surgery because Dr. Jesus done beat him to the punch. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Anybody excited for what God has done? Anybody excited? Glory to God. We certainly thank God for that man of God that bring forth the word unto today.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for a new member of Inner Fountain Ministry. Come on, give God thanks for Sister Sheila. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Of her soul, Lord, that these spirits may not ever be able to return again to her, God, and fill her with the Holy Ghost and fire of God in Yeshua's name. Amen.
And listen, this is what God has promised me, amen, that those who have been rejected is coming to this house. And sheep beget sheep. Come on now. I said sheep beget sheep. Amen. And I thank God that this house is going to be a full house, a packed out house. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Father.
And listen, I want you guys to, listen to me. I need your attention, please. I need your attention. I need you guys to pray for a building because God has spoke to me. There's a building coming. And we need to be in one accord. Amen? If the devil trying to stop this, we're going to defeat the devil by praying. Amen?
Amen.
We can't do it by ourselves. We need your help.
Yes.
We can't have church without you. We need you.
Yes.
And you need us.
Yes.
So let's pray together.
Yes.
That this release, whatever the devil holding up for this ministry,
yes,
is going to release in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen? I've already seen the finance coming. I've already seen healing taking place. I've already seen souls being saved. I've already seen the hand of God moving in a fountain ministry. So now, God's going to pull out walls, knock down walls. Amen. Amen. Who believe that? Walls coming now. Amen. God promised me they're coming. He told us they will come.
Yes,
he said, open it and they will come.
Yes.
Preach it and they will come.
Yes.
As your pastors, I'm praying
you,
that you join together and lift us up in prayer that God will have his way.
Yes.
Smack the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. We don't need no shepherd being smacked. Amen.
Amen.
You lift up your shepherd. Wherever you get fed at, you lift that shepherd up in prayer.
Yes.
And you will be blessed.
Yes.
God will bless you.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
You think it's accident while you're here today? You think this is an accident?
No.
This is a divine appointment from God himself.
Yes.
Amen. Are you hearing me? God, show me that vision. Show her that vision,
yes,
that they are coming.
Yes.
And I'm seeing the hands of God,
yes,
moving.
Yes.
Will somebody get excited,
yes,
that God is moving in this place?
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He's good. Somebody say he's good.
He's good.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
And I thank God for the men of God as well that preached the word this morning. Amen. That God is using him to restore. Amen.
Yes. Well, I got a bone in this one too. Because 30 something years ago, I had tumors. Baby tumors. And they had grown from one side of my foot to the other. And they had to dig them out. And they had to cut the arch out of both of my feet.
My Lord.
And when he laid hands on me with just with that nerve, God put a bone in there too.
Amen. This is what God is doing, y'all.
Thank you.